4C. Now you will have some time to look at questions 10 to 13. Pause recording for 30 seconds. Now listen carefully and answer questions 10 to 13.
Yes, the music score was written by the highly accomplished musician Julian Prentice, who is truly versatile. He's well known for his soundtracks in a number of recent British films and has also recently written the music score for the much-acclaimed A Place in Your Heart. It's a must-see.
Most people have obviously heard of Julian Prentice. He's a household name, but I don't think I know that one. So what's it about?
Well, I suppose you could call it a romantic comedy with a twist. It's written by new and upcoming playwright Sylvia Blaise, and it's about two miserable recluses who are wasting their lives. They never do anything or go anywhere, and then one day everything changes. Fortunately for them, they are put in the position where they have to rely on each other, whether they like it or not. And after a number of mishaps, surprisingly, love blooms. I'm not going to tell you anything else, but you'd be a fool to miss it. I've seen the rehearsals, and believe you me, it's absolutely hilarious.
You know me, Anne, old and cynical. I'm not really a lover of romantic comedy, but I'll give it a go. If you've got a spare ticket to hand, that is. I never turn down a freebie.
For you, John, anything. Anyway, like it or not, you're going to have to wait until mid-June because it's not coming out to the summer season.
Well, I shall certainly make a note in my diary. You never know, you might even change my mind.
We'll just have to see, won't we?
Anyway, Anne, good luck with the tour. It's been great speaking to you again.
The pleasure was all mine, John.
Now for the hit single from Never Too Far.